We're clearly not happy with the last 20 minutes, and I think that was a culmination of solid effort without results. You know, we went inside 50 quite a bit in that first half, but just didn't score, and then couldn't stop it coming back the other way. So we were disappointed with that last 20. We loosened the grip, we let go, we stopped working, we didn't trust, and that was a really poor aspect of the game.
What was with the forward line mix? Could you just not find the right mix in the first half to buy a goal? As you said, you so much attack in the first half.
Yeah, we went in with a couple of major focuses. One was to prevent Richmond's uncontested marks and control of the footy. They had 144 for the day. They had 56 in the last quarter when our effort dropped. The other one was to be more measured with our inside 50s. So we go inside 21 times and kick 7 points in the second quarter. And as you do, any fair-minded person, you go, well, okay, well, what we've been doing isn't working. I'm feeling the pressure, so I'll try something different. I'll try something outside of the plan. And we went away from the plan. We went away from the way we wanted to play. And then we turned into 22 individuals and not a team. And you don't get a result like that without that happening, without that breakdown of the team plan, which is what we saw.
The team plan breakdown on the field? Or, I mean, are you saying that you sort of went away from the plan to try something different?
No. No, it's just players trying to make something happen because they don't trust what we've gone in with. And I think that's where the effort drops off. I think that what we saw in the last 20 minutes was a culmination of the day where we weren't rewarded for what we were doing. We find it tough to string two or three possessions together, let alone put the ball inside 50 and then finish when we had our opportunities. But the other thing it's a culmination of is a season of effort unrewarded. And there's a breaking point, and that's what that last... To me, that's what that last 20 minutes is. It's not us. It's not acceptable. But we need to be better and cleaner to take advantage of our opportunities that we create. We need to create more opportunities, but you need validation. You need feedback. You need reward for your effort. And what we saw, what I saw today was a group of blokes that have been putting a lot of work in without reward, thinking, well, why would I keep working? I'm not getting rewarded for it, so let's try and do something different. And we compounded in that last 20 minutes.
Was that second quarter period, Nathan, you kicked 7 behind? Was that the most deflating sort of period for the team,
do
you think, in terms of that
self-belief? It's not so much not being able to finish when we go inside. I think the most deflating thing was when the opposition got the ball and went the other way. We allowed 10 scores from 12 insides going the other way. Our defensive mechanisms, once it broke through half forward, was really poor. You know, we asked a lot of our back six, and they were a young back six, but they needed to be better. I think Richmond scored it. You know, half of their inside 50 entries were goals. I mean, generally, if half of your scores are goals, you've done well. So credit to them, 23 goals, 9, but... Yeah, we couldn't attack. We went inside 50 more than they did. We couldn't score from it. And we couldn't defend. I mean, that's pretty well footy. Contested possessions were even. Clearances were relatively even. Tackles, I think we were a little bit up, and we should have been because they had more of the ball. Just didn't look after the simple basic elements of the game often enough. Yeah, well, we weren't talking about finals when we planned through this week. We were talking about putting the season to date aside and putting whatever happens beyond this aside and coming and playing four quarters of our football. We didn't, and we'll be. You know, you've got to be held to account on and off the field for that. I mean, we just didn't perform anywhere near where we have been at the intensity that we have been for long enough. And you know, Richmond, all credit to them. They play a really solid brand of footy. they deserve where they are, and in many ways we deserve to be where we are because we're not clean enough, we're not efficient enough, and we need to improve on that.
How much can you gain out of the next 2 weeks? Is there something that you look forward to as, you know, an opportunity to take some momentum into the process?
Yeah, look, I think we've got to stay the course. And when we don't stay the course, you get that last 20 minutes. We've got a 6-day break into Geelong, another team that are, you know, pushing for finals. So they're going to have an intent and a want in the way that they go about it. You know, we've got 8 quarters of football left in our season, and we'll use it to try and improve, to play closer to our best footy. And to maintain a really consistent effort around that, which we're disappointed not to see at the end of the game today.
Your captain said after the game that he found today particularly difficult because it was one of the first times he played in the game that he felt like meant nothing as far as playing finals. How do you read that?
Look, if you play. You're playing for a result. I mean, we don't just participate as coaches or players for the participation element of it. I mean, we're in it for the journey. We're in it because we enjoy what we do. But we're competitors, and we want reward for our effort. We want to have a carrot on the end somewhere that we're aspiring to. So what Penders would be talking about there is that the carrot's not there. You know, the short-term carrot of playing finals, of being able to test yourself against the best sides in September, to be able to take that next step forward, wasn't there for him, and I can understand that perspective. But you've got to fight against that as a competitor. There's certain circumstances you're going to be in control of, and there's others you're not. And we lowered our colours today against our own standards, not necessarily against the opposition or against the competition, but we want to be an unconditional footy team that plays its best football regardless of what's on it or what's not on it, whether it's a NAB Cup game, an early home and away game, a late home and away game, a final. We've got to be an unconditional side, and we're still learning to do that.
Levi Greenwood's game on Trent Cotchin
really helped
him very
well. Yeah, Levi was one of the few boys that put his hand up at the end of the game and said that he put in a four-quarter effort. And it's been a frustrating year for him, missing the first half with injury and an up and down sort of return through the second half. But we set him for these 3 weeks to really finish off the season strongly and give himself the best chance of taking something out of the year. And that's going to be no different for the rest of us. We need to, that was a really disappointing day for us. But we've got to finish this year off unconditionally. Yeah, well, it depends whether it's glass half full or half empty. I mean, I think there's a lot of sides that, you know, we'll be 12th, so we're 9 and 11. Take today out, you know, we could be 3 or 4 wins better than we are if we'd have actually taken advantage of the chances we'd created. I get a sense that most sides that are up in the finals are beatable. I mean, but they've been able to, more weekends than not, they've been able to just get over their opposition when they've had to. They've won the games and they've seized the moments that they've had to, and Richmond have been one of those sides. But I mean, if you look over the second half of last year and through this year, I mean, they've been a side that's won as many games as any, really. And they just played a really solid brand of footy. They hassled us out of it early. They defended really well when we had weight of the ball going forward. I think they'll give a good account of themselves, but the team that succeeds in September will be the team that holds their nerve and plays closest to their best.
Any injuries out of the game?
No, we didn't have any injuries. We pushed Clokey up and he looked like he, second game in, that he really struggled to cover the ground. Reedy, off the back of not a lot of footy this year, still not covering the ground really well. probably had five or six boys that that aren't footy hardened at the moment, with Marsh and Moore and Maynard. So that's something, that's a reality of where we sit at the moment. We need to, we'd like to have had more football under Reedy's belt, and under those young players don't become hardened in their first three, four, five, six games. But no, we didn't have any injuries per se, but we had a few boys today that didn't run the game out well, and that's not really going to shift in the short term. Oh look, it seemed like everything that could go wrong for us went wrong today. But then that comes back to your actions as much as anything. Yeah, we all know the rules of the game. Yeah, we can't. And generally, if you're a couple of percent off the intensity of your opposition, you're going to give away more free kicks. I didn't think we were favoured at all, but I'm not going to be sitting here saying that's the reason for our loss. Yeah, we didn't have enough, with 21 insides, we didn't have enough grunt at ground level. So Faz, Billy, Blairy just felt like we needed a little bit more, so I wanted to get Geordie DeGoey into that forward mix. And Faz had least effect for us. So we were looking to inject something a little bit more, and that was the way we went.
Thank you.
Cheers.